Doctor.
There's often a man who's fiddling with the knobs on the mixer. And there's often a man who's dancing like a mad raver, hopping forward to the floor, arms swinging, no matter what type of music is being played. And well, there are definitely some more routines that make up an ordinary boiler room session. But at the moment I'd rather think of specific moments of one session in particular. As in, you know, that moment where Tirza and Mikachu were playing together. Mikachu, aka Mika Levy, knows how to fiddle with knobs. She knows how to speak to sound technicians. The music she produces could appear on a 2 a.m. dance floor, but her distinctive sound is also present in the film Under the Skin, for which she produced its eerie soundtrack. So she's there, for another boiler room set, not even bringing proper DJ headphones anymore, but just playing the CDJs with her small, white iPhone earbuds. And she brought Tirza along, who's wearing an oversized Slazenger jumper today. They wouldn't stand out much in a crowd, but now they are behind the turntables, in a spotlight. The camera with the fisheye lens shows them to a worldwide audience, to people who are watching the broadcast on their laptops, in their bedroom, on the couch, or in the kitchen while making soup. People who might leave comments. At the venue, there's also a crowd behind them, half chatting, half dancing, self-consciously. Mika has a calm confidence. Tirza seems a bit shy. But it doesn't matter. They are together in this. in the warm orange hue, with visuals of a campfire playing in the background, and a vase with pink roses placed on the right side of the turntables. They are moving gently, in unity, swaying back and forth. They don't look at the audience, and neither look at the camera. Mika plays, Tirza sings now and then. In between, there are some small exchanges. In private, Tirza says something in Mika's ear. We can't hear it. There's a soft touch on the shoulder, a nod of approval. When Tirza sings, "All I want is you," her eyes are open, but it's a blank stare, a more inward-looking stare. Her body is present, but it's not up. It's rather slouching. It has to be there to perform, but it doesn't make a performance out of its presence. They don't notice that behind their backs the party is slowly dying, because they are moving forward, constantly figuring out their next step, along with the music. When the song No Romance starts, they look at each other. A smile breaks through. They are somewhere else.
It's like sleeping with loads of shit. Yeah.
Would like to say enough, I didn't know. I thought you'd say I was always unbelievable.
You know, guy, right?
Live with it. Well, yeah.
Or is it the same when you're malfunctioning? Pretty sure it'd be the same thing. I didn't mean. I think you said for love. Love. You should have more pride, right? Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine? Things you said for love.
Thank you.
I too was affected by our meeting. I enjoyed spending time with you and discussing some topics I don't usually get to cover in my current circles. So for that, I thank you. We're at the Hyperspecific Music Festival. The lineup is outspoken enough to attract the kind of people who are as into Dean Blunt's take on UK urban culture as they are into the hypnotic minimalism of Terry Riley. The setting is a former abattoir turned into cultural center in the small town of Eupen, or should I say Eupen, at the German-speaking part of Belgium. There's a friendly vibe, but it's also very white, male, serious. No flirting or joking around here. You know, it's the kind of vibe you get when there are a lot of nerdy men who are into experimental electronic music, who are there to watch other men fiddle with knobs. He seems different though. Do you smoke? I don't, but I still join him outside. This marks the start of a series of slow conversations that would unfold over the 3 days of the festival, where he's rolling a cigarette, where his eyes are always turning the other way, where he doesn't finish most of his sentences. But that's okay, because it's like, you know, it's like we have time. We talk about what is currently talked about in the niche dance music circle we seem to be both part of. How more women are coming up as DJs. How some parties try to reclaim the club as a safe space. And usually this is a complicated discussion. Or it's no discussion at all and nothing more than agreement. But we both don't seem to know our position here. And thus, we are circling around it, with half-finished sentences. So, he's from London. He mentions how an all-female DJ collective over there is challenging male privilege, while at the same time coming from the privileged background of having all studied at an expensive university. And how at a party targeted as a safe space for queer people of color, a girlfriend of his got arrested. There's not much judgment in these anecdotes, it's more about trying to figure things out, stepping into grey areas, where things are not so binary, not black and white. I'm mixed, he says. And he feels sensible, or would you rather say sensitive? I think anyone who listens to DJ Sprinkles and who has played her album Midtown 120 Blues numerous times embodies a kind of sensitivity. Where's my South London crew? Shouts the DJ on the second night. It's midnight, the venue is dark and filled with smoke. The crowd is watching the stage full of anticipation. But all the audience gets is shoutouts to specific crews in London, referring to neighborhoods, people and situations they or we have never heard of here in German-speaking Belgium. Of course, I recognize the instrumentals and I'm affected by the rhythm that defines that UK sound. It's a sound that's dear to me, always lifts me up. but those shoutouts are definitely not for me. Where's my South London crew? Probably the only person from South London in the audience is him. I need some fresh air. We walk outside. We lean against a ledge. We're not facing each other, but are looking in front of us. His hands are rolling a cigarette. I've listened to so much music that hasn't been intended for me, I say. And I'm aware of that, but I still listen, you know. Our words meander around, discussing our backgrounds, music scenes, his plans for a record label, and then somewhere he mentions what he's doing now. I'm a drug dealer. I've never done any drugs. In both of our sentences, there's no pride. Around us, people are smoking, chatting. In the background, you can hear the thumping, muffled noise of the party that will continue all through the night. Slowly, he bends through his knees. I follow. It's a move in unison. We lower our bodies closer to the ground, our faces still looking forward, until we sit down, in a squatting position, our backs against the ledge, where we continue to talk, patiently, with half-finished sentences. We are somewhere else. Earlier this week, I received a carefully written email. The sentences are finished now. Can I do a rewind? I too was affected by our meeting. I enjoyed spending time with you and discussing some topics I don't usually get to cover in my current circles. So for that, I thank you. We're at the Hyperspecific Music Festival. The lineup is outspoken enough to attract the kind of people who are both into demons.
I'm like an actress, so that's something else. On stage I'm one thing and off stage I'm something else. But most people are not. They just perform all the time. I just consider myself as a person first and anything else, what anybody else might call you, well, they're just names really, aren't they? Just given to trends and people and things like that.
It's dark and eerie and it's really late. Come on kids, don't hesitate. We're going down to the underground. The subterranean is a bottomless pit. The vinyl vultures are after it. Molten lava, sulfur vapours smoulder on to obliterate us. If you got the urge, come on, let's emerge.
It's fruit with cake and like cinnamon. It's very fruity and good.
What's this album about, Jenny?
It's about vampires.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's about more things than that, but a large theme of it.
That's so basic. It's about vampires.
Mike, can you just have a word with her and ask her if she will go through the next numbers as she's going to do it on the show tonight? She's going to talk now, I believe.
With a bit of chatting
in
between doing it.
No, I'm not
going to
do any chatting between this
one. She's not going to do
Well, someone was lying.
Well, never mind.
OK, I don't mind no chat. It's just that someone just told me that she was going to chat. Maybe
starts on lead guitar, next number, 4 bars and 8 bars sax.
I live off you! 1, 2, 3, 4!
My advice to young girls would be go home after school. Pretend to go to sleep while your parents argue in the kitchen. Put on some makeup and dress up. You sneak out of the window and meet your friends on the corner. Together you're strong. You walk the streets. Face the city. Face the night. The city is yours.
Voiceovers asking, what is house? The answer is always some greeting card bullshit about life, love, happiness. The House Nation likes to pretend clubs are an oasis from suffering, but suffering isn't here with us.
If you can get in, that is. I think of one time in New York when they wouldn't let me into the loft, and I could hear they were actually playing one of my records on the dance floor at that very moment. I shit you not.
So let's keep sight of the things you're trying to momentarily escape from. After all, it's that larger context that created the house movement and brought you here. House is not universal. House is hyper-specific.
East Jersey, Low East Side, West Village, Brooklyn.
If you're from Clarence Avenue, you know you're hype.
Places that conjure specific beats and sounds. As for the sounds of New York dance floors themselves, today's house classics might have gotten worked into a set once in a while, but the majority of music at every club was major label vocal shit.
I don't care what anybody tells you.
Besides, New York Deep House may have started out as minimal mid-tempo instrumentals, but when distributors began demanding easy-selling vocal tracks, even the label Strictly Rhythm betrayed the promise of its own name by churning out Strictly Vocal after Strictly Vocal. Most Europeans still think Deep House means shitty high-energy vocal house. So what was the New York House sound? House wasn't so much a sound as a situation. The majority of DJs like myself, were nobodies in nowhere clubs, unheard and unpaid. In the words of Sylvester, reality was less everybody is a star, and more I have nothing. 20 years later, major distribution gives us classic house.
The same way soundtracks in Vietnam War films give us classic rock.
The context from which the deep house sound emerged are forgotten.
Sexual and gender crises.
Transgendered sex was part of black release race. Queer passion, loneliness, racism, HIV, and censorship.
All at 120 beats per minute. These are the Midtown 120 blues.
Shout out to the Surulere gang and Nora too. Hold tight NTS for being awesome and Thank you, Mummy Dad. Kirk Franklin, I freaking love you. American Barra too.